44, no?
Love,
Pound King. Charlie Zelenoff scored 40 boxing wins in 2016. Today's May 13, 2016. January 1st, 2016, the first day of the year, I beat the shit out of a fourth-degree black belt. Third-degree, fourth-degree, yeah. My last fight, I beat a fourth-degree black belt. Therefore, I beat everybody, Marines, black belts, boxers, MMA fighters, Sambo fighters. The fight before my last win, I scored 2 wins 2 days in a row. That Sambo, Russian heavyweight, that I'm telling you, that guy was a very strong fighter. I hit him in the jaw very hard. Those 2 punches I hit him with at 0:38, man, that fight, the replay of that fight got age-restricted on my Charlie Z channel. For everybody listening, go on my Charlie Z account and watch the last video that I posted was when I beat Sambo Russian, the 240-pound huge-ass motherfucker, heavyweight. Yeah, the replay got age-restricted. You know, YouTube is like, okay, all my fights are violent, man. Like, I'm beating the fuck out of these people. Every single fight, literally. Every fight I have, it's a beatdown. I'm just crushing them. Knockouts or TKOs, it doesn't matter. Every fight should get age restricted. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, you know. Bottom line is that he fought back the whole time, and that's what some people, crazy people like haters and shit like that. They criticize that, and a lot of my opponents saying that, oh, your opposition doesn't fight back most of the time, blah blah blah. This guy was fighting back the whole time, throwing hooks at my head. You know, I was making a miss. You know, I landed a lot more than him. I hit him in the body. I hit him in the head. You know, I hit him in the stomach repeatedly with the left jab, then the right jab. I hit him in the jaw 2 times. He caught me a few times too. You know what I'm saying? It's a fight, man. You're gonna get caught. You know, I'm the best fighter. I'm the superior boxer. But it's a fight. It's boxing. I mean, isn't that what you motherfuckers wanted? You wanted to see some back and forth action? Well, you sure saw it. And I won. I was giving away 80 pounds. Do you understand? 80 pounds. I'm 160. This motherfucker's 240. I don't see no fucking Andre Ward or fucking Triple G. This bitch Triple G. I'll fucking murder that guy. What the fuck? Come on, man. Do people even know what Sambo is, man? That's a pretty vicious martial art, man. Sambo punches, kicks, fucking... Look, it's like everything. You know what I mean? And he was a good boxer. He was good with his punches. That's why when I challenged him, because a lot of motherfuckers, they tell me, they're like, oh, I'm MMA, but I only do jiu-jitsu. They don't want to fight. You know what I'm saying? This motherfucker was down because he knew that Sambo, it's, you know, stand-up game, kicks, wrestling, everything. You know what I mean? Fedor's a bum. You know what I'm saying? Fedor doesn't know how to fight. He has a glass jaw. He got knocked out. Yeah, but this dude would kill Fedor, and I beat him. Imagine what Charlie Z would do to Fedor. I've been challenging Fedor for a long time, but why would I challenge a lesser fighter when I'm beating better fighters? Who gives a fuck about that TV show? I beat Deontay Wilder, Mayweather Sr., Jules Voll. I beat all these guys, and I punked a fucking UFC fighter and a K-1 fighter, man. Recently, man, the day, May 3rd, when I won 3 fights in one day. Yeah, that day I seen the motherfuckers, man. Over there at Selmar, man, I seen the motherfuckers, man. They didn't want to fight. John Jones sparring partner, that clown, man. Man, fuck these motherfuckers, man. Just wasting my time, man. Saying, oh, let me finish lifting these weights, and then we'll do it in like 15 minutes. I'm waiting and waiting and waiting. And then when they're finished with their workout, then they come up to me and they back out. They're like, oh, man, I changed my mind. I got to get going. They just back out. They're pussies, man. That's what I'm saying. It's like, but don't worry, man, dude. These TV actors, they always lose to me, whether it's on forfeit or whether it's physically they fight, and they always get their ass kicked by me. Remember Robert Parker? Yeah, well, he spars the Gracies, so he's mainstream, basically. Yeah, I beat his ass with one punch. A huge-ass black guy, 240-pounder, yeah. Okay, so there you have it, man. Last fight I won, you saw it. Hey, that dude was fast, man. It's just I was a lot faster. Black belt, martial art master. If he was in it for 10 years, like, it takes 3 years to get a black belt. Apparently, yeah, three. Okay, well, if he was in it for 10 years, that means he has, like, a third degree going for a fourth degree. Or he's already a fourth degree. I don't know. That means he's a high-degree black belt. So that dude's basically, not basically, he's a master. Master martial artist, black belt. I beat him with three punches. Yeah, I knock out Marines with one punch. I beat eight Marines. Yeah, eight Marines. You know what I'm saying? Two Navy SEALs, eight Marines, fucking, what do we, about hundreds of boxers, a shitload of MMA fighters, beat everybody, man. There's nothing to prove. If I do continue to fight, it's because I love to fight. It's because I'm 144-0 going for 145. I just want to continue the streak. If I retire for a long time, which I doubt, because, you know, I mean, look, man, past, you know, 6 years, sixth year, I've just been winning and winning and winning, man. Of course, when my wife comes to L.A., then, yeah, then I'm not going to be boxing as often. I mean, I told her, baby, you know, like, when you move in with me again, because, you know, we left together before, you know, when we're, like, we've been back together for a long time. I'm saying, you know what I'm saying, when we're living together, I'm like, when everything settles in, you know what I mean, you got to meet my parents and everything, and because they live close by, you know, I got my own house, but, yeah, we're going to move out of here, but temporarily, you know, she'll, you know, me and her are going to live here for maybe like a few months, I don't know. We'll see, just let her, my point is when my wife is here, you know, then that's it, you know, I have to take care of her, she's my responsibility, you know, she's coming from a different country, you know, wherever country, even she's my responsibility when I was in Ukraine, I mean, especially she's coming to Los Angeles where she literally never been to America, you know, that's my baby, you know, that's my wife, yesterday was her birthday, and my wife's 20 years old now, beautiful, sexy, you know, girl coming to Los Angeles just to be with me. She never had any intentions to go to America. She really likes it in Ukraine. She's strictly moving here just to be with me. That's what she told me. And she actually wanted me to stay in Ukraine with her when I was living there with her. And I told her, baby, I'm sorry, I can't do that. I just can't. I can get fights anywhere. Listen, if I was to ever move to Ukraine, which I'm not going to, I'm just saying hypothetical, I did move there. I'm saying temporarily if I was to move there with her. So, no, not going to happen. I'm saying if I was. Listen, I already beat two guys there, all right? I would find fights, more fights there. Not just bare-knuckle fights. I don't bare-knuckle anymore. It's just a bare-knuckle there because that's Ukraine. They don't give a shit whether you fight with knuckles or gloves. Over the hall, dude. In Ukraine, it's a lot easier to get a fight over there. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And plus, here in L.A., everybody knows who the fuck I am. It's a lot harder for me to get a fight here than there, but still, it doesn't mean I need to live there. I don't want to live there. It's like kind of, you know, no offense. Ukraine's a, you know, very nice country and everything. I got a lot of family there. I mean, family. My wife is there, you know what I mean? And I just, okay, my wife, my cousin, my girl cousin, she's there, you know. I got a lot of family out in Ukraine. But it's a little too third world for me, man. I mean, I was born in one of the biggest cities. Hold on a second. Yeah, I'm on the radio. King. Yeah, the next victim that I'm going to be is going to be a big heavyweight. I'm going to crush him. Even worse than I crushed the last guy. The last guy, man, he got punched three times, and then that motherfucker, you know, he got all pissed off, and he lifted his leg up, and I told him, like, no kicks, but see, that he's, you know, that's their natural reaction, you know. He's no match with the hands. I'm sure the motherfucker has good hands. I asked him, like, you know, you go with your hands. Because Taekwondo, it says kicking and striking, meaning striking with the fist. So they're both. They're stand-up fighters, Taekwondo. And he said, yeah, you know, in 10 years, black belt, what the fuck? You know, you're qualified to fight. Oh, yeah, you're qualified to fight the GOAT, you know. you're going to lose, but you're qualified, you know what I'm saying? Let's go. Yeah, Sambo, fucking black belt type, what the fuck, man? I'm beating fucking legit competition, man. You delusional haters, man. Listen to this radio, man. What now, huh? What now? What can you fucking morons say now? You people are seriously mentally ill. You talked a lot of shit about me, haters. Look what I'm doing, man. I'm winning all these fights every single month. Every month, man. January, February, March, April, May. Name me a month this year so far that I have not won a fight. Name me a month. Every month. In 2014, from January to December, all 12 months, I fought 12 months in a row. Yeah, so, I mean, a break, a lot of people, like homies in real life, like even telling me that you should, Charlie Z, you're the best, you should hang him up on top. You got nothing to prove. Like, come back, obviously. I mean, not hang him up for good. Like, I'm talking like a temporary time if I go for like a year at least, or like a year or 2 years, you know what I mean? Or at least six, seven months. Because, you know, one thing is that a lot of these gyms, when I'm destroying these fighters, like, I'm not kicked out of a lot of them, but they come up to me and they're like, oh, you know, you can't be punching, you know, you can't be fighting here. And a lot, when I knocked the U.S. Marine out, the Burbank gym kicked me out. But, and the other gyms, they just said, you can come here, you can shadow box, you can hit the treadmill, you can, you know, hit the bags, you can, you know, yeah, you can shadow box all you want, you can punch the bag as hard as you can, as hard as you want, but you just cannot punch people the way you've been punching them, because we've had some complaints, man. I've sent some motherfuckers to the hospital. That Marina knocked out, he went to the hospital, man. So it's not a game. It's not like they have anything against me. They don't really, I mean, I don't think they care about me winning or losing or anything like that, no. They just, a lot of these gyms have liability, you know, they don't want to get sued. You know, Charlie Zone, I'll break some guy's face in 10 pieces, you know, that guy's going to fucking sue the shit out of that gym and make money, and they're going to lose money, and then their customers are going to get intimidated, which they already are. I'm talking, okay, everybody, fighters, regular people, everybody who goes there, they're all going to get fucking intimidated, and they're going to stop going to that gym. The gym membership is going to go down. That gym is going to lose money. And I go to every gym, and I beat the shit out of everybody. I've seen a lot of my former opponents, like a lot of people cancel their memberships because Charlie Zonoff stepped foot in that gym, and they don't want to. They're afraid just to, you know, I don't assault anybody. If they say they don't want to fight, there's no fight. But that's the thing. They agree. If you're putting on boxing gloves, and I tell you what's at stake, you say, that means you're agreeing to box me. That's not an assault. That is a fight. You saw the Sambo Russian? Hey, gave him a chance to put on the gloves. Yeah, but that motherfucker's a hardcore fighter, though, man. You know what I'm saying? It's hard to find one of those motherfuckers, man. You know what I'm saying? That guy would kill fucking Deontay Wilder, man. That guy would eat Deontay Wilder for breakfast, man. That motherfucker's a Sambo Russian, I beat. Shit, man. That guy would murder Derek DeJean, Daniels, all these fucking losers, man. I don't realize how overrated Derek DeJean, Deontay Wilder were. What the fuck? That was Sambo Russian I beat, man. That win was better than all those wins, and that guy was better than all those opponents, man. I didn't know who he was. I didn't know he existed. Now I beat him, yes. That's why I kept telling people. And maybe one day I'll beat somebody who's better than Sambo Russian. It's just, what I'm saying is that I fight all the time. And I said before that eventually I'm going to run into some opponents that, of course, I'm going to beat, but they're going to be tougher opponents than, for example, Deontay Wilder, Derek the Giant. Now I realize Deontay Wilder and Derek the Giant, they're overrated. They may not be bums, but they're overrated. They're not that fucking good. Dude, I'm telling you, I hit Deontay Wilder with a left hook. I hit that Sambo Russian guy way harder. That motherfucker moved, yeah, but he didn't fly the fuck away like Deontay bitch made glass, Alabama glass chin fucking chump. That motherfucker flew like a fucking, like a train ran into him, man. Literally, man. He flew like fucking, like 20 Hummers hit him at the same time, man. Come on, now. No, but what I'm trying to say is I applied a lot more force when I punched the Russian. And the Russian, he was hurt, but he not nearly as hurt as Wilder. Wilder is fragile. Does Wilder want another, does he want another shot against the GOAT? Obviously not. I'd fucking murder that guy. I'd hurt that motherfucker, man. Hey, I had cardiac arrest on May 8th, and I won 2 fights on May 10th and May 11th. Only had 1 day rest after cardiac arrest. It's just never going to happen again. Shit happens. Life feels even better now. Everything feels better now. The wins, everything. Knockouts, the legacy, everything I achieved. Having a wife this beautiful feels even better now. Everything feels better now. You know what I'm saying? It's better to be sober than to be fucking, than to get drunk and feel the best buzz of your life and then never feel anything at all than be dead. You know, fuck that shit, man. Yeah, it was a pretty fucked up day, man. You know, I don't know. I never drink. I haven't drank for 2 years. Like, you know, the last time, well, not counting, before that day, the last time I actually drank was like summer of 2014. That's how long I didn't touch alcohol. I completely quit alcohol. I don't smoke cigarettes. I don't smoke weed. I don't do any of that shit, man. That's it. Fighting is my life. I box. It's just, you know, I got tired of being sober. And the thing is, when you don't do it for that, and my tolerance for alcohol is, you know, was actually very high. Sometimes, you know, I mean, come on, I'm Russian, and it's in your fucking, it's in our blood. You know what I'm saying? And no, it's not that I was super, like, it's just, I don't know what it was, man. Maybe the alcohol poison. I don't know what it was. It was just, well, I did drink a lot, and a mixture of strong alcohol, you know what I'm saying? Very strong alcohol. So, I haven't done it in a while, and, if it's feeling terrible, then terrible to the point where, you know, I couldn't even get to the phone. You know, my life was saved and everything, but, I left to fight another day. And I won. Then I fought again and I won again. Now that is the story of a boxing legend. Not this bullshit movies, they fucking Southpaw or Creed, whatever this fictional bullshit. I mean, look, even if they make for good movies, I mean, think about how great or much or better a movie called Charlie Z the Goat or Charlie Zono, the greatest of all time, would be. Like, they say that the movie Rocky is based on Rocky Marciano. Okay, well, I'm a lot better boxer than Rocky Marciano. I have a lot more. I have 95 more wins than Rocky Marciano. What's 49-0 compared to 144-0? I nearly have 100 more wins than him. 5 more wins. What happens when I'm 149-0? What the fuck is this? Man, 144-0, man. That's the best record in the history of boxing, son. I don't have to beat anybody. I don't even have to fight ever again. If I want to fight again, it's not to prove anything. It's just because I felt like fighting again. I felt like getting another W. You know? And, yeah, I do like to beat heavyweights up because, you know, those are my most common victims in boxing. The last guy said he was 175. He looked bigger than that. I don't think he looked like 180, 190. You know, he looked like a cruiserweight to me. But it doesn't matter because he was a black belt. Black belt, it don't matter what they weigh, man. Bruce Lee was like, 145, you know. But that guy that I beat, the last guy I beat, that guy would knock Bruce Lee the fuck out. A lot bigger than Bruce Lee. Just as fast, and if not faster. I mean, he more reach. The legs, the arms, you know, wingspan. He'd knock Bruce Lee the fuck out. Bruce Lee was, like I said, at movies, he may have been a fighter at one point, but then once he got into the movies, he was just a full-time actor. He was, might as well call him for, he's dead, I know, I'm saying. People treated him more like a fighter, but when he really was more of an actor than a fighter. I'm not disregarding him as a fighter, saying that he was not a fighter at all. He was a fighter, but he was more of an actor than a fighter. That's what I'm trying to say. Because he was literally his whole life movies, 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 movies. You know what I mean? It's like if you type in right now Bruce Lee fight, you're gonna see a movie scene of him quote unquote fighting. That's if you type in Charlie Zelenoff fight, you're gonna see Charlie Zelenoff knocking somebody out for real in a ring or in a gym, or Charlie Zelenoff rushing somebody, TKOing them in the gym, some me beating up some Marine or Navy SEAL or some huge heavyweight MMA fighter, you know. Or beating some huge heavyweight boxer, you know, yeah, so. But yeah, signature victory, definitely, versus Sambo Russian, man. That guy would annihilate Derek the Giant. Hey, I'm telling you, that guy was stronger than Derek. Who gives a fuck if Derek 300 pounds? So what? That guy's quicker than Derek, he hits harder than Derek, and, like I said, Derek against Derek, it was target practice. I was just jabbing him in the body. And I jabbed this motherfucker in the body too, but that jab is just, man. I mean, my hooks are my best punches, but fuck, dude. I mean, I'm such a dynamic boxer that all around, you know what I mean? I ain't got no weaknesses, man. You know, it's like I go bam, bam in the jaw, then I go boom, jab. You know what I mean? It's like, how you gonna beat a fighter like that? That literally has everything, you know. That a fighter, Charlie Zono, brings everything to the table. Doesn't leave anything behind. He brings everything to the table. Everything. And that's why that no matter who I face, whether it's black belt guys, Sambo heavyweights, they lose. You know what I'm saying? Fucking legit heavyweight boxers, legit MMA fighters, they all lose. So. All the naysayers that are, I mean, look, man, 40 wins in 2016. That's a world record. Name me a boxer who's ever won that many fights in a year. There's some boxers who haven't won 40 fights in their lifetime, man. I did it in 5 months. From January 1st to May 11th, I've won 40 boxing matches. 40. See, not four, 40. Mayweather Jr., he has, what, 49 fake wins? I got more. I almost, dude, I can get up to 50 wins by the end of May. End of May, yeah, like, if I'm beating three guys in a day, May 3rd, if I want, I'm just saying, I don't, if I want to, I could beat, like, 10 more motherfuckers before this month ends. Charlie's the best. I am the GOAT. And these internet haters are psycho, man. They've talked a lot of shit. They look really stupid now. Very stupid, man. They look incredibly stupid now. Yeah. Beating top level competition. Before the Sambo Russian and the black belt guy, the three wins in one day, Rodriguez was cruiserweight boxer, man. Beat the shit out of him. That was a great fight, man. That was a great win. 141, 230 pound U.S. Marine, man. Crushed his ass. 142, the fucking cruiserweight MMA fighter. He's cruiserweight in boxing, 180. You see, the motherfucker that fell against that bench, I punched him, bam. Gave him a fucking sweet left hook in the fucking face, man. That shit was bam. That shit was whew. Pinpoint, baby. Look how many fights I'm winning, man. That's Sambo Russian, man. Crushed his ass, man. Oh yeah. So when I had cardiac arrest, you know, my heart stopped, man. That's how bad it was. They told me they had to keep me. They saved my life, man. They had to pump shit like. No, they didn't insert anything artificial or nothing, but they just, thank God, man, my heart started beating again. Yeah, it was scary, man. I never imagined myself being in such a near fatal situation. Yeah, fuck, what can I say, man? Thank God I'm alive, man. Can't go out, could not go out like that, man, at such a young age, man, God forbid, man. I just know that I'm destined to live a long life, you know, because I'm the GOAT, man, you know what I mean? To win this many fights, you know, that's like second place, honestly, man. Look how beautiful my wife is, man. My dream, you know. Yeah, my dream is boxing, and I achieved everything in that dream, and I continue living the dream. I continue to beat everyone's ass, you know what I mean? But my main dream, and it's just my main dream in life, my main goal in life, was to get married with a beautiful, beautiful woman, and I did. My wife, Daria. For 2 years, I've been with the same girl. Almost 2 years. It's going to be into September. Well, this is the second year. We met in 2014, so. Next year will be 3 years. You know what I mean, she's the one. I mean, she's acting normal. We stopped arguing, you know, thank God. I mean, she's matured, you know. She's 20 already. She's not, I met her when she was 18, so. I was 26, she was 18. Now I'm going to be 28, she's 20. 8 years older than my wife. But, yeah, so before I met her, you know, I had a bunch of, I had a lot of hot girlfriends and everything, but they just, none of them loved me like Daria loves me. Well, I mean, that's why she's my wife, you know. She did what they didn't do. She married the champ. They all fucking, I mean, it varies, you know what I mean? It's like, I dumped some of them. Some of them left me for no reason. It just, you know. Yeah, I had a fiance, Claudia, but she was a nervous wreck. She would always argue 24/7. I got rid of her, you know. Got rid of her many times. I got rid of her more than once, you know. Then 5 years later, well, me and Claudia go way back to 2008, and then we lasted for 1 year, and we, you know, but we were like together not long distance. We were together in person for one whole year. And I'm sure you all saw the size of her boobs and all that, and huge tits, fucking Claudia, yeah, but, you know, I may have had a little feelings for her, nothing close to what I have for Daria, but, man, Claudia moved in with me, and it didn't work out, and then I dumped her, you know, because she was just too crazy for me, man. She almost got me jammed up, too, and 5 years passed, and it didn't work out with other girls. I decided to give Claudia another chance because I thought maybe she got older. With age, she got better. I was thinking, maybe. I'm like, fuck it. I'll give her another chance. So I find her. Literally, I found her. You know what I mean? Went to her house. She invited me. And first we started talking on the phone. She invited me. She was like, come back. And, yeah, she just, you know, we started dating again, and we got back together, and after I fucked her a few times, like, I was posting videos of me in her house. I moved in with her, you know, I was living with her, you know. It was really bad, man. That shit lasted for like 3-4 months, and I'm like, that's it. No, we got into like a big scandal, like, we're, you know, like, really big scandal. Like, I'm like, fuck this. This is, I need to get out of this shit before something bad happens, man. Then there I met Daria later that year. And I'm not going to say me and Daria never had any problems in our relationship. We did, but we went past them. It wasn't nearly as bad as me and Claudia. And I really loved my wife, Daria. I did not. Can't say the same about Claudia, man. Yeah, I liked her. I'm not going to lie. I mean, I was with her, right? I liked her, but I love my wife. I did not love Claudia. I love my wife. You know what I'm saying? Maybe I did, like, in 2008. But the new version of Claudia, oh, no. No, she got a lot worse. More hot-tempered. More, like, bossy. No, no. She's no good. Okay, yeah, the fake tits. Okay, it's her tits look nice, but my wife can do the same thing, pump some fake tits, huge fucking implants. But my wife naturally, okay, my wife has better face. Her face looks way better. Bottom line is this. Oh yeah, basketball. What can I say, man? San Antonio Spurs. I still think they're the best, man. They didn't show it in Game 6 against Oklahoma. Oklahoma moved on to the third round. Now it's between Cleveland, OKC, Cleveland, and the Warriors. I don't care who wins. My team's out of the playoffs, but I'm in shock. I'm to this day in shock. The Spurs. I really thought they were going to win it. Not just me, man. A lot of people thought. Everybody thought either Golden State or San Antonio. Nobody like. There was no third team that like came in the mix. Everybody knew that it was between Golden State and San Antonio, and all of a sudden OKC just. Be honest, the ref. Okay, the game one, the Spurs literally killed the Thunder by 32. The Thunder were just like, they made a comeback. They made it closer. Game two was close, but Ginobili got fouled. Spurs should have been up 3-0 because the Spurs again went on to win game three. It should be 3-3 right now, heading into game seven. And it's 4-2 because of the stupid refs. But I don't want to complain about refs, whatever. Hey, I won though. The Spurs lost, but Charlie Zelenoff won. So what's more important? Exactly. This is a boxing radio, man. Tell you what, 2017 San Antonio, they're going to keep the same team. They're going to get better. They always add new players. I'm talking Kawhi Leonard and Marcus Aldridge. They're two best players. Tony Parker, the third best player. They're all going to stay. Therefore, they're going to win the championship next season. The Spurs always come back. Do you remember when Miami beat them in the finals? In a heartbreaking loss to Miami and LeBron. What happened the very next year? The Spurs came back to the finals, played. Who did they play? Miami. What did they do to them in the rematch? They fucking murdered them in one game. Beat them in five games. Kawhi Leonard took the finals MVP. He destroyed LeBron James. That's what I'm saying. The Spurs have the heart of a champion. They've been champions five times. They're not going to do it this year. They're obviously not. They're eliminated. Next season, I guarantee you, Kawhi Leonard is 24 years old. He's only going to get better. LaMarcus Aldridge, he already fit in the Spurs offense. He's going to fit in even better next season. This is it. But I'll be honest, though. Tim Duncan needs to go. That's my opinion. I mean, to Tim Duncan, because me and Jesse James are cool. They're like really good friends, Jesse James and Duncan. Tim Duncan, what he did for the Spurs, the championships, his presence, the blocks, the rebounds, the points when he was in his prime, the post-up game, it's all great. And, Ginobili could stay because he's a sixth man. He comes off the bench. It's not – but Duncan starts, and I think he slows down the Spurs' young core. I mean, their best players, like Kawhi Leonard is their number one option, number two option, LaMarcus. He's 30. He's in his prime. And Duncan's 40, going to be 41 next season. They need some fresh legs to run and beat the Warriors and the Thunder. They can beat them already. I'm saying they get some fresh legs, some young players in the 20s or, at least in their, early, 30s or whatever, just some younger players. Because, or Duncan can stay and come off the bench, but if he's going to start, I don't know, man. It's just being realistic, man. Father Time hit him, what I mean? I'm not blaming him. He had a great game the last game. I didn't even watch it, man. I knew they were down by like 20 or some shit. I'm like, fuck this shit. Whatever, man. 2014. San Antonio beat Miami in the finals, man. Still got that video, championship video. 2017, they're going to do it. They'll beat some Eastern team in the finals. I don't know who, but they're going to come back there, man. They're going to come back to the finals next year, and they're going to win it all. But, 144 was phenomenal, the three-piece against the black belt martial artist, man. I just proved all you doubters wrong once again. Sambo Russian destroyed him, man. Proved you doubters wrong again, over and over. It's like, now the real question is, obviously nobody's going to beat Charlie Zelenoff. Now the question is, how many wins total is Charlie Zelenoff going to have when it's really all said and done? Is it going to be 200? Is it going to be 300? See, the thing is, the pace I'm going at, I'm on pace to win 1,000 fights and have zero losses. If not more than 1,300, 1,200, 1,500. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, listen, I have 40 wins and we're only in May. If I keep fighting at this pace and score another 40 wins in the next 5 months, it's going to be 80 wins in 10 months. And then by the end of the year, have 100 wins. So, yeah, I can get that 1,000 wins if I keep. But here's the thing. I beat so many people. You know, I got in some trouble at these gyms, and there's very few gyms left for me to box at. I can move to Vegas, but, you know, the same show will happen in Vegas. And then I would only be able to box in rings, and, you know, then, yeah, I mean, but then in rings, it's, you know, these motherfuckers are terrified. They know who I am. They YouTube me. And then they're, oh, no. Then that's what happened so many times. I literally, me and my photographer, like, we found some gym. Turns out it was a boxer at bitch-ass gym. The heavyweight that I was supposed to box, right? I was in the ring, and he didn't show up to the fight. Yeah, he did not even show up to the fight. That's how terrified he was. So, I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's just a lot better to go to these, like, gyms, like weightlifting gyms, whatever. Or like, yeah, and challenge these guys, because I'm telling you, man, all of them go there, man. Like, okay, well, where did I beat the last guy? Black belt martial arts, the Sambo Russian. Exactly, they go there. Sambo Russian, he was there to fight. Oh, shit, you go watch the fight, man. That motherfucker was swinging the whole time. In the end, he knew he was done. And that's it, because he couldn't knock me out, and he was way behind on points, and this is it. I hit him with that right jab. He asked me if I could speak Russian or some shit. I'm like, boom. He didn't throw back, and then I asked him in Russian, like, do you want to continue? He didn't. He just, no. He kept talking about my whip. I'm like, I told him, I'm like, I just beat your ass, dude. I'm like, what whip? So what? You ended a lucky punch. So what? That's not how boxing, you don't judge boxing. Oh, look, he got a cut lip. Oh, look, I hit him in the jaw 2 times and I jabbed his stomach 5 times. So who's the winner? Me or him? And he cut my lip with one lucky shot. One or two, whatever. And I hit him 7 times. Who the fuck's the winner? Yeah, see? He did a lot better than Gilles Wilder. He did better than Deontay Wilder. Wilder got one shot. He did a lot better than Derek the Giant. Derek lasted longer because I carried him. I could have knocked him the fuck out right away, but I wanted to show the world how fucking great of a boxer I am. Master boxer, Charlie Zona. So that's why I was just, you know, toying with Derek. You know what I mean? I was just toying with him, you know, just hitting him with that jab, you know, just having fun in that ring, man. Just, you know, boom, boom, jab. Just like target practice, boxing clinic. Just, you know, a true master class by the greatest boxer, master boxer, that is, Charlie Zona, the GOAT. Derek the Giant, and yeah, that punk, man, I didn't know he was on Box Rec, though. Now that I know that he's on Fake Rec, that he used to be on Fake Rec, see, nobody knew who the fuck Derek Rouse, his real name, nobody knew who the fuck Derek Rouse was before Charlie Zona beat him. Who the fuck is Derek Rouse, man? They still don't even call him Derek Rouse. Everybody calls him, what do they call him? Derek the Giant, because Charlie Zona gave him a giant ass whooping. I gave him an ass whooping. I gave him a nickname. I gave him an ass whooping. I made Derek. I made Wilder. And people still don't even know who the fuck Wilder is. Every gym I go to, I'm serious. They all know, like, other fighters I beat. But Wilder says he's so popular and all this. So that's how you know that Box Rec is dead. Because they're fake WBC, quote-unquote, champion. Nobody knows him. Dude, not even that K-1 clown I punked. I'm like, I beat Deontay Wilder. He's like, I don't even know who that is. He knew who I was. He's like Charlie Z. You fight all the time and you challenge everybody on YouTube. I've seen. And then I said, I beat Deontay Wilder. He's like, who's Wilder? I never heard of him. He's like, I don't even know who that is. Wilder's a nobody. So if the fake WBC champion is literally a nobody, I mean, what does that make Box Rec? What does that make? Nobody knows him. Okay, the bot, these delusional, mentally sick bots on the internet, Yeah, they know him, but he's not that, he's not known at all. In Alabama, he may be known, yeah, in his hometown. Like, diehard boxing fans know who he is, yeah, but, like, you know, like, real fans of the underground. Oh, yeah, that tall black guy that Charlie Z smashed in the ring? Oh, that punk? Oh, yeah, we know him. What about him? He's a bitch. He's a fake fighter. Yeah, that's, oh, Wilder? Yeah, we know. But that's the thing. There's some people that don't even, a lot of people, dude, come on. Every fucking gym I go to, hardly anybody says that they know Deontay Wilder. He is not a big name. Not at all. This guy is a poser, man. I beat him with one shot. Dude, I was not even warmed up. You know what I'm saying? I was not even warmed up. I did not train. I was smoking cigarettes the day before that fight. I quit cigarettes a long time ago. I'm just saying, I was smoking cigarettes. I was at a fucking strip club on the night before I TKO'd Deontay Wilder because I did not think he was going to show up. I did not take him serious. Then when I saw him, I'm like, okay, well, looks like I'm going to have to knock this motherfucker out. And I beat him. Can you imagine? Like, and it was still a great TKO. Double hit, and then he flew. Like, I moved a little, and he flew. Can you imagine if I actually, like, trained and prepared? He knows that I beat him unprepared. Can you imagine now? Now that I'm, like, fighting all the time, I'm, like, I'm a much better fighter. I was an established champion at that time. But I'm saying now I'm even more established. I'm even more irrefutably great. And, like, now, but I said it in other radio, there will be no rematch between me and Deontay Wilder. This is it. Unless I see him somewhere, yeah, then I'm going to knock him the fuck out. But I'm saying I'm no longer negotiating with this coward. He clearly does not want to fight. He knows my number. I changed my number, but he knows my number. I'm not calling him anymore. Listen, I am the champ. I am the man to beat that everybody keeps failing to beat. I have 144 wins in this sport, all right? He has not even hit the 40-win mark. Let alone 144 win mark. If he wants another title shot in the UBF, he needs to contact me and say, Charlie, let's meet in this ring, whatever. No, he needs to come to where I say. The point is, he needs to contact me and say, all right, I want to fight. Well, tell me when and where. He's not doing that. He does not want to fight. I already beat him. A fluke knockdown and then thrown at your opponent while he's on a knee, that's not revenge. That is not a win. That is not a knockout. That's a DQ loss for him. And in the ring, he got TKO'd. He got knocked out in the ring on his feet. And then out the ring, he got disqualified. So please, enough with the Wilder bullshit. I beat Deontay Wilder a long time ago. He's old news. I'm a lot better. I'm a lot faster. A lot stronger. A lot more experienced. This is it. I beat a Navy SEAL this year. I beat a shitload of Marines. I knocked out a U.S. Marine this year, cold on video. I knocked a Kung Fu guy out in the ring. My last fight, I beat a black belt martial artist, black belt master. The Russian Sambo guy, that guy would have literally fucking killed Deontay Wilder. I beat the shit out of him. No more Deontay Wilder, man. Charlie Zonoff rules this sport. Get it right.